How you doing, wrestling fans? It's Wednesday, July 3rd, here on the Wrestling Hot Seat. This is Dominic. Well, I got a pleasant change from the normal stuff we do on here. I'm going to leave the birthdays and the day in history and all that other stuff for tomorrow. Got a special guest with me today. Glad to get him. This business is a lot about family. You got the Guerreros, you got the Mulligan Wyndham family, you got the Ortons, a lot of them are second and third generation. But I want to introduce this guy that started it all for the Hennigs, the world famous Larry the Axe Hennig. Larry, how you doing today?
I'm doing great today.
Good, good. We're going to talk about your past a lot. Great matches against Bruno, you teaming up with Harley Race. Then we'll work our way into your son, Mr. Perfect, and your grandson, Curtis Axel.
Yes.
So when did you get started?
I actually started wrestling in high school. I was a state champion here in the state of Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And from there, I went to the AWA or to Vern Gagne's organization in Minnesota.
Yeah, Vern Gagne used to put on some great shows. His old stuff is still on TV. But the time that you were there, we never got to see any of that because I think WWE owns all that footage. And there's a lot of years that were cut out that they don't give on ESPN Classic.
No,
but
you were one of
the mainstays there.
Yeah. At that time, it was wrestling was run a little differently. There were different markets, different associations, and where the AWA was, it was big. But as you know, New York was excluded from that package.
Yeah. And back then, you had all the territories: AWA, NWA, WWWF, and guys had places to go, and people could come in from other territories. Now you haven't got that.
No, you got one guy. He owns. There's one guy there, of course, Vince and his family.
Right.
And they own the Ferris wheel and they own the seats.
Yep. And then there's TNA, which is the other promotion people watch.
No, I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, okay. How is it teaming up with Handsome Harley Race, another true legend, another great guy?
Oh, we had a great chemistry and he was a great wrestler and a great guy, and we got along fine, and we had a lot of excitement and pandemonium, and I still think that, of course, in my mind's eye, that Harley and I were the greatest tag team of all time.
He was definitely a great, great tag team. They don't do tag teams up like that no more. Sometimes they just throw a couple of guys together and see if it works.
Yeah, and a lot of times it's more than just wrestling. It's you got to have a certain chemistry. Either you got to have the it clause. You got to be it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You got to make it. And people, when you get in front of that camera, whatever you do, the people catch on to that. And the people certainly caught on to Harley and I.
Yeah, they had to.
Yep.
And your late son was a great one, Mr. Perfect.
Yeah, he was an it guy. He had it all.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Yeah.
He was always hanging around with his buddy, Ravishing Rick Rude, and they truly were best friends. They went to the same school and everything, right?
Yeah, there were a lot of guys that graduated from high school or went to school at Robbinsdale.
Yep.
And a lot of them went on, you know. So
yeah,
it was just one of those things. There was no really reason for it except that it all happened, over a 10-year period there.
And Kurt was AWA, too, before WWWF.
Yeah, he was AWA heavyweight champion.
Yep.
He wrestled Nick Bockwinkel for the title.
Yep.
He beat him. Yeah.
That they air on TV a lot. And they said that he won because Zbyszko handed him a roll of dimes, and there were dimes all over the mat and everything else. And then they said Larry threw it in there deliberately. That match is on a lot. That they air a lot of times.
Oh, yeah. Well,
great match with Bockwinkel.
Yeah, great match.
Now we get to the young gun. Curtis Axel, formerly Michael McGillicuddy. We know his name is Joe. And I think he's got it all. I think he's going to be the next breakout star.
Well, you know, and it's not an overnight deal.
No.
You know, he's been working very hard at that, and, you know, a lot of things. You know, when you're representing a billion-dollar company, and I'm talking about the WWE, you've got to have the package, you know.
Yep.
It's not a walk-on wrestling association like some of these are.
Yeah.
And one good thing about it is when Vince and the WWE make a decision, like when I was there, they always treated me very well, you know, and I knew where I was going, Vince and his dad.
Yep.
And now, you know, it took a while, and of course Vince and his son-in-law now, and you know that what's going there. So,
yeah.
But the thing is, if they tell you something, they do it. And that really means a lot. And other than what Gagne and that group, you know, they tell you something, they didn't do it.
Yeah.
Vince and his dad always kept their word to me.
You had some great matches with
that.
Bruno. My God.
Yeah.
Almost every Nassau Coliseum show I went to, you were on there in the main event or the semi-main event.
Yeah.
Then you had a brief run as a tag team partner with Stan Stasiak.
I did.
Yeah, but that didn't really last that long.
No. For some reason, it didn't click.
Yeah. You would think it would, though, as great as both of you guys.
Stasiak was a little different guy.
Oh, okay.
And a nice guy and everything, but,
yep.
You know, the chemistry didn't mix like Harley and I mixed up.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, now back to Curtis. Him and Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman knows how to spot a star a mile away when he senses one.
You know what? Even before this happened, I know Paul from a long time ago, okay?
Yeah.
You know, to me, he, right now, he is the greatest manager in the world.
Yep.
He's a smart. He knows his way around. And he knows how to pick and choose, and he's doing a really great job. I think the great combination of the year of our years is when Joe, Curtis Axel, and him teamed up. There's going to be no stopping them, no stopping this combination. They got the whole package. They're smart, and Axel can wrestle.
Yep.
And he's fast. He understands what's going on. He's in great shape. He looks good. He's got the package.
Yep. He did the perfect plex the other night. Walking out there with the beard, he looks just like you, but he's got the swagger of his role. Walks out there, he knows he's determined, and he's got it.
Did you happen to see how fast he took that Miz out with that finish hold?
Yes, I did. Yes,
it
I
was
did.
So fast the camera couldn't catch it.
Yep. It was
unbelievable.
Yep.
It was great.
I like Paul Heyman to manage the both of them as a team, but it looks like him and CM Punk aren't there really to see eye to eye.
No, that was quite a deal that Axel pulled off on him the other night there. That was good.
He snuck in and got the pin.
Did you see that?
Yep. He snuck in and got the pinfall on Punk. After Punk did all the beat down, he got in and sneaked in to win. I loved it.
Yeah, he's smart. He's a smart guy.
Yeah.
And he, like I say, he's got the package. He can absolutely do it all.
Yep. I think he's going to go far.
He's got a belt already.
The only way he can go is further up, and he will.
Well, he's doing it. He's doing it. He won. You know, on Father's Day, he won the Intercontinental Championship.
Yep, that's right.
The same championship that Kurt had.
Yeah, and I think they said it was, I don't know how many years to the exact day.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was just one of those things, you know.
Yeah, he's exciting. He's a lot of fun to watch, and
Well, you know, he doesn't have a bad angle. His body's great for television. His features, his teeth,
yep.
His smile, his talk, he's got the package.
Yep.
And there's no doubt about it.
And his promos are coming along better.
Well, sure. But,
yep.
You know, that don't happen overnight either, you know?
Nope. How was
but,
it back
you know,
in the
but
day?
But Paul, when he put Paul with him, that really tightened the package up because what a great guy, what a great front guy, what a great talker, what an intelligent guy that Paul Heyman is.
Yep, he is.
So,
what do you think about the managers of the past? Because we know you were with the Captain Lou. When you were in the WWF.
Well, Captain Lou, you can't play Paul with Captain Lou. Captain Lou was a happening. You know, he was a good manager, but he was nothing. He's not nothing like Paul Heyman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Paul, you never knew what Captain Lou was going to do.
Yeah.
He was raising hell. I had to go to Puerto Rico, and he's telling all the people in Puerto Rico that, you know, you don't take care of your young, and you don't do this, and you don't wash, and you don't. I said, wait a minute here now. I'm going to Puerto Rico, and you're going to be in New York. I'm going to get killed down there. You know. So,
yeah. How was it wrestling over in Puerto Rico?
It was all right. I was.
You wrestled for Carlos Colon, no?
Yeah, there was, I tell you what, I think it was San Clemente Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
The baseball player.
Right.
He died in an airplane accident there.
Oh, yeah, Roberto Clemente Stadium, yep.
Yeah.
Now, how many tours did you do with Japan back in the day?
I was in Japan about 25 times.
Wow.
That's why Lutez and I become great friends.
Yeah, Lutez was a great guy.
You know that Lutez, the first time he saw me, Japanese thought they were going to push me around, and I ate him up, and he was kind of looking over the top there, and then him and I have become good friends. He's been in my house, slept in my bed, was out on my boats, and he was just a good guy, and what an example for a championship. You know, he didn't have a lot of moves, but that's what I told Joe. You don't have to have them. If you do them good and do them fast, that's all you need.
Yeah.
And that was his MO. He did right, and he was a great bearer of the championship belt, for sure.
No, without a doubt. Who are some of your favorite opponents that you wrestled in WWF and AWA?
Well, I wrestled, you know, like Billy Robinson, and of course I wrestled Gagne. I wrestled The Crusher. I wrestled Bruno Sammartino. I wrestled the guy from Puerto Rico there.
Pedro Morales.
Come to my island. I said, what is this, come to my island? I guess it's something in Puerto Rico that you understand if you're from Puerto Rico, I guess. And I wrestled them all, you know.
DiNucci, Strongbow.
Oh yeah, he was a good guy, you know. He could get more out of nothing than anybody else. He'd just stand there and people would go crazy there.
Yeah.
He was a good guy. Yeah. I was at his place in Georgia. He had a place there, and I used to stop there once in a while going to Florida.
Yeah.
And eat some fish and stuff on Easter. So yeah, he's a good guy. He was a good guy.
Yeah. Now some of your pictures pop up on some of the wrestling sites from old meet and greets and Hall of Fame things, and you go to a lot of those.
Yeah, I do. I don't do as many, but I'm going down. I was inducted into the Hall of Fame, the Lutez and
George Tragos and Orton.
Yeah, and the amateur guy there,
Dan Gable.
I'm in their Hall of Fame, and I'm going down there in a couple of weeks. I was inducted in 06, and Kurt was inducted in 07.
Oh, okay.
And then of course Kurt was inducted into the WWE too.
Right.
But I'm going down there, their yearly deal, in Waterloo, Iowa. That'll be about 2 weeks from a week from this Saturday.
Ah, good.
Yeah.
They got to put you in the WWE Hall of Fame now.
Well, Que sera, you know.
And have Curtis do the intro.
Yeah, well, you know, that comes from a higher hierarchy than what I do, what I think, you know.
Yeah. There's a lot of guys that should be in there that aren't in there, like Pedro. Pedro's not in there. Or is he? I think Pedro might be, but there's a lot of guys that are left out.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I know Stan Stasiak's not in it.
You know?
No, and he held the belt, so I think he belongs in there. You belong in there. You're one of Bruno's best opponents that you fought, Bruno and Pedro.
Yeah, Bruno was a good guy, yeah. You know, look how long it took Bruno. Because he had a little something going on, too, with the WWE at one time. So, You know, when he hurt his neck there, I think someone he wear was.
Yeah.
Anyway, when he got in there, it was big, you know.
It
was big.
Yeah. And they went there to see Bruno, but they had a great undercard, too.
Yeah, always had a... And you know what? That's that same format. You know, that's where Vince is smart.
Yep.
He's got more than one deal going all the time. You know, when you go to a WrestleMania, you know, you've got 10 main events, you know.
Yeah, you do.
People get their money's worth.
Yep.
Sure.
There's not many third-generation wrestlers around. Curtis is one that is. And Randy Orton, DiBiase, there's a few of them that are third generation.
Yeah, I didn't know DiBiase was, but maybe...